obtain the knowledge. Once you have the knowledge, I believe that it's very hard for someone to overrule you. And if you believe in yourself and on the knowledge you have, you can stand the ground no matter what.
I think that the companies more and more realize that a cybersecurity team that integrates diversity of all kinds of disciplines, genders, even backgrounds, ensure fresh perspective, promoting this way innovation and creativity.
Hello and welcome to this episode of XLM & Co. In a 2017 study into female representation in the cybersecurity industry, Kapersky Lab delved into an industry where only 11% of the professionals were women. The study showed that, contrary to the widespread notion that women did not possess the necessary skill sets, they were in fact equipped with all they needed to excel in these positions already. Based on this observation, we asked Virginia D'Acuna, Deputy Cybersecurity Operations Center Manager at Xsilium Services, and Yelena Zelenovic, President of the Association Women Cyberforce, about the importance of gender diversity and equality in cybersecurity. An unfiltered perspective from two women at the heart of the action. And I'm your host, Tom Lonsdale. This episode of XLM & Co. is brought to you by cybersecurity consulting and technology integration company, Xsilium Services. Virginia, Yelena, we're delighted to have you here. Thank you for joining us. Let's start with introductions. Virginia, can you tell us what your role is within Xsilium Services?
Hi, my name is Virginia Pozo. As Tom said, I'm the Deputy SOC Manager in the SOC Department at Xsilium Service. So I share with the SOC Manager the responsibility of managing the SOC Department and foster relationships with different customers, vendors, to ensure and monitoring compliance and a smooth incident response.
Thank you. Now, Yelena, would you mind telling us a bit more about your association and its objective?
Definitely. And thank you for inviting us for this podcast. It's a great pleasure. So I'm the president of Women Cyberforce and Women for Cyber chapter of Luxembourg. And we have 11 of us incredible women that make up these founding members of our association and the chapter. And within those 11 women, there are three of us in cybersecurity specifically. And we also have the DPOs, legal communication professionals. But it goes to show how important it is to have this diversity, even within cybersecurity field. As we cannot do our job without others, it also shows how we look into this when we were looking into founding members and the diversity within the founding members. Our vision is building a strong network of confident, connected, and passionate female professionals in cybersecurity, definitely contributing to society where we hope that female leaders will no longer be viewed as an exception to the rule.
Did either of you initially plan to make a career in cybersecurity, or was it an opportunity that presented itself along your career path? What are your respective backgrounds? Virginia, maybe you could start with this one.
Okay, no problem. So the funny story is that my background is nothing related to cybersecurity. I actually have an economics degree. I even work in the banking sector for a few years, but soon I realized that I wasn't the career I wanted to follow. And then later on, I was lucky enough to be hired to work on different projects for a French car manufacturing company. And since then, I've been working on different SOC environments on the management side as a SOC manager. So looking at my college years, I had never thought that cybersecurity is where I will be. That, you know, feels like my experience is a little bit different from other usual profiles.
And Yelena, what's your background?
So I didn't really plan specifically cybersecurity, but I always knew I'll be in the STEM. Something within those such courses always resonated with me. I finished IT engineering as my undergrad, and I did also my MBA, executive MBA at the University of Toronto, just because I always wanted to also learn the business side. And I think for someone who is in IT, you don't want to be always viewed just as a technical person, and you actually should resonate with the business as well when you're making decisions. But I got into cybersecurity when nobody probably was even talking about it, like a long time ago. When I say it, I feel old, but 16 years ago, I started my field. And it was because I really liked sciences and math. And also my parents always encouraged me to do what my brother did. And it was a win-win situation for me since that IT engineering had a lot of math in it. But what is important to say is that at the early age, I think there were no differences at least in my family, between me and my brother, and what one can do and what one cannot do in the education. And we were treated equally on this. I remember even when I graduated, there was not a lot of women. It was only me and one more lady in the program that we graduated together in the honors at that time. And sadly enough, we still see today all of this. And after my graduation, I started in cybersecurity, and I was lucky enough that I was given the chance. Because it was not something I just got into the SOX, Sarbanes-Oxley Act controls, and I started from there. So it was that somebody gave me a chance and somebody trained me. And from then on, I just started advancing more into this field up to this day where I'm a president of the association and also CISO for the European Investment Bank.
Virginia, what makes you passionate about cybersecurity?
A lot of different things, but firstly, by far, be part of a very challenging field, be able to work with different teams that keep critical infrastructure secure and will constantly be facing new engaging challenges is quite exciting. I have to say, this is a field that you don't get bored. And another reason is this field can be applied to many different industries, from government to private sector, especially industries that manage high volumes of consumer data, such as finance, healthcare, and retail. And also, cybersecurity gives you the opportunity to progress in the career, offers a broad range of opportunities for professionals with varying backgrounds. I'm a good example of that, definitely.
Yelena, how about you?
I mean, I really like what you asked, Virginia, and I have to say that I really agree with Virginia of all she said. It's universal. It's a never-ending job, and it's very dynamic.
Definitely.
Yeah, and I really, really liked what you said because it resonates a lot with me. And it's also very transversal from technical to people and business skills. And given that it's so demanding, it turns out that it's very interesting because of that. It requires long hours, it requires constant learning. And this part for me is the most interesting one, as everyone needs to learn continuously as a professional, I believe. Because when you stop, you get bored at your work. I believe that you have to love your job and what you do because we spend a lot of time during a day there. And so I would say I'm blessed where I am at this point, and I would encourage a lot of people actually to go into our fields.
Yelena, what are the subjects you defend with your association?
So some of the missions that we have within the Women's Cyber Force Association is, and we truly try to go with those missions and believe in it genuinely, is to connect and support women that aspire to start career in cybersecurity, develop capacity and mentorship programs for entry into this field or upskilling, or whether it's reskilling into cybersecurity, provide a trusted peer-to-peer environment to share knowledge and expand the professional network. And one of the most important also, which we are doing with this podcast, is to increase the public awareness on the importance of gender equality in cybersecurity and to promote women's cyber force, definitely at the national and even international level.
While cybersecurity has a somewhat masculine stereotype, gender equality is increasingly advocated and the sector is attracting more and more women. What are the career opportunities for women to be seized today?
I think all of them. I think we are on the same level that I think it should be neutral gender. I think that the companies more and more realize that a cybersecurity team that integrates diversity of all kinds of disciplines, genders, even backgrounds, ensure fresh perspective, promoting this way innovation and creativity. So they definitely need to step up the companies to the plate if they want to attract and retain more women. From educate employees and managers during the recruitment process and ensure the variety of candidates, neutral gender. This is something that we do here in Excellium. The company should, as the LNSA, make the offer, provide more training, formal mentorship, even sponsorship programs to empower the existing employees and the new employees. And even a shadowing program. When I was working in Ireland, we had a lot of people from other different fields that would like to spend even just one day on cybersecurity, just to feel how they feel regarding this field, if they even could put that in perspective for a future role. So I think by actioning all these initiatives today, you can begin to make an impactful change in the tech industry, specifically cybersecurity, create a space that brings us one step closer to gender equity. I don't know what you think about that, Yelena, but
I completely agree with you, Virginia. And I honestly, I would say And I would think actually the opportunities are the same for men and for women for in cybersecurity. Unfortunately, we do have a shortage of women, but I would say opportunities are the same, if not even more, now that we are looking nowadays more into diversity. And the fact that we are looking into diversity within cybersecurity itself tells us that females are more than welcome and would be taken aboard and seriously nowadays. And we hope generally that this is the case as well. And I was reading somewhere that in 2020, the cybersecurity workforce study said that 700,000 extra professionals, or to say 25% more than last year's workforce estimates, have joined this industry. So it expanded its ranks to around 3.5 million. And I believe this shortfall in skills has therefore dropped from previous year of 4.7 to last year, 3.12 million. But imagine, we still have a huge shortage of people in this field. So me thinking that the opportunities are the same as for the men, and having a huge shortage would be something that would be very positive for the women out there listening to us.
Thank you. And you sort of mentioned briefly some of these things before, but, you know, for instance, mentorships and people being more aware that women are in cybersecurity, but how much, you know, what else can we do to further promote gender equality in this sector? Yelena, would you like to start with this one?
Sure. There's a lot that we can do. I think we can also look at the ways that people are, or companies themselves are actually promoting it out there, starting from the job adverts on internet, saying the work-life balance, accepting more diversity, and also doing the research for these companies and actually publishing it out there, how many women they have on managerial positions, how many women they have in the IT. These are actually encouraging things for women when they're looking to apply. Women themselves need to also start learning a little more. We are more critical than men. We look at the job adverts, and if we don't know a few things in it, we will say we will not apply because we're not sure. Whereas male population will not do the same. And these are the things actually that you can learn either from the family, from early age, I believe, or in schools. We need to have programs for this. We need to have programs also for cybersecurity in the schooling system to get more women at that early age, especially those who are more interested into STEM fields, to get encouraged and to see that this is not a black box. It's not just about programming. There's so many things that they can do within the cybersecurity sphere. And I truly believe this publicizing of companies of what they do, the equal pay, they don't need to obviously post out there the pays, but somebody externally can come do some kind of a audit and prove that these companies indeed pay on an equal level for equal positions to women as well. And I think this is really encouraging for women when they see it.
I completely agree with you. And I also encourage a lot of a new generation and new young women to also to find role models and trying to find a mentor, because mentorship, I think, is crucial for this kind of field. Definitely.
Thank you. So cybersecurity, especially from the outside, seems very technical. Virginia, maybe you could take this one. Yeah. What were the required skills be if somebody was looking to apply?
First of all, I think is a good technical knowledge. It will depend definitely of the role. I can give you an example: security incident handling and response, SIEM management, and et cetera, et cetera. Secondly, I think it's very key the ability to detect a problem and solve it through your trouble shooting ability. I think is a key skills to have. Also, the ability to research and learn new information. This is something that is always, we always have new things. Without a doubt, you will need to learn to keep up and know where to turn to learn new information fast when you need it. And last but not least, and this is very important for me, the soft skills. I think have a really good communication skills, analytical thinking, basically think out of the box. As Yelena said, be a passion about learning. Have the determination, the curiosity to find the solution, and also to know work on a team. I'm talking about be collaborative, be approachable to people. I think this is probably, I'm talking in a very generic way, but I think this is the main skills I think that are quite important.
What advice would you give to women wanting to work in this sector? For example, are there any specific training courses you would recommend?
Definitely. Well, first of all, it's not a black box, as I said before, so do not get afraid getting into cybersecurity. That's advice number one. Advice number two, before I go into specific courses, is that obtain the knowledge. Once you have the knowledge, I believe that it's very hard for someone to overrule you. And if you believe in yourself and on the knowledge you have, you can stand the ground no matter what, even in the uncomfortable situations, obviously. Now to go into some of the certifications or what one can take, and I start for myself. I remember when I got into this field with my first job, I was already recommended to take the CISA certification from ISACA. And it really did help. It helped a lot. It brings you up as a professional. To get that certification, you need a few years of experience. So it already says that you have that experience. So you can actually do that certification earlier and then do the test and get certified after a few years of experience. I believe it's 4 years. It's been a while since I've done it. But depending on how technical or more governance-oriented one wants to go, I can just list some of them that are probably for professionals and some that are probably more for universities that come to my mind, or high schools that they should introduce some courses. So depending maybe on a professional, I would say you have CISA, as I have done myself, on the controls and governance and risk part, and see risk as well, which I have done myself. Now, if somebody would like to go into a little more technical, like an ethical hacker, there's a certified ethical hacker.
Ethical hacker, yeah.
Yes. And then you have the CISM, Certified Information Security Manager, or CISSP, Certified Information System Security Professional. And then at school, I would look for the majors at universities in IT engineering or computer science, because there's nothing like majoring cybersecurity itself, but you learn a lot. You learn a lot on the logic, on the coding, on the, and now Python, for example, is one of those things. If you like to go into the coding part, I think once you crack that coding logic, it gets easier for you to learn at work any different language later on. And maybe they should introduce courses even in high school, because that's not too early for, I would think, like something about cybersecurity as a business risk, or how you identify the threats, important systems and assets, and get students at that early age in high school to start thinking about such things. Or maybe cyber risk and the law, because we highly operate also with our DPOs and legal teams when we have to do the work, so that it's not too technical, but that you start getting the flavor of what we have to deal with. And I think if you introduce more of these courses at that age, you would get more interest also from both males and females, and maybe females would not get so afraid thinking about this profession afterwards.
How can we break down stereotypes in the digital sector and cybersecurity? Virginia, would you like to start with this?
Yeah, even if the stats are very important, we need to forget the negatives and stop getting hung up on how few women there are and what the challenge may be. I think we need to focus on the success stories and how awesome it to be on this field, beyond the attractive salaries, because cybersecurity on this side, we are above a lot of different areas. And even the job satisfaction is also important to emphasize that cybersecurity is diverse. They can grow and work in different areas during their cybersecurity career. The women need to enter in the field in high numbers and work to remove these stereotypes, demanding equal pay, like Yelena said, and act as role models for other women hoping to enter the field. And associations like Yelena is really important, even this kind of podcasts, to break down these kind of stereotypes.
Thank you. Yelena, do you have anything to add?
Sure, I can say that breaking down these stereotypes, I think Virginia and I are doing it as we speak here by doing the job you do. And I believe it comes natural for us to do this. And I don't see a big difference, and I don't think about it in my daily life, honestly, because you just continue doing your job and you don't think about it. It starts becoming public and we have this podcast and you ask us and then we really think about it. Yes, you notice, but during a day,
I completely agree.
And honestly, you don't see a difference during a day between a man and a woman in this field, but it just becomes natural for us. And from outside, as now you also asked me, it's a bigger thing, but somehow for us internally, once in this field, you do not see a difference. And I think we are blessed if you don't see it and we are treated the same. Yes, indeed, there are some differences, and Virginia might agree. Sometimes you do get in some uncomfortable situations, but it's also natural that maybe on the male population, the reactions might be a bit more aggressive, but I don't think it's always meant in a bad way. It's just that throughout your experiences, you learn how to also deal with it and how to absorb that and act accordingly to that. And again, stereotypes, I think we are good examples, but I think it also depends on your upbringing and it starts at early age, as I said before. And I believe we can achieve a lot. I do believe in that. And of course, if we are given opportunities to follow through, and as I said before, knowledge is the key here. If you have it, you can stand your ground that you will have a big chances to succeed.
The presence of young girls in STEM courses is also increasing, but is still too low. Is there a way to encourage the numbers?
No,
Virginia, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So I think that girls and young women are as capable as boys when given the same encouragement and education opportunities. As Elena said before, we need to tell to the parents about how they can encourage the daughters in math and science, giving positive message about their abilities, even help them to explore their soft skills when they are still young age, and empower them, giving different kind of challenges to see how they will go regarding their soft skills. And in the schools, ensure that the students are exposed to computer science and engineering, encourage them to take math class, and reducing, and this is quite important, the high demanding assessments in early grades, because I know a lot of kids that don't want to follow young girl STEAM courses because of math. Also expand after school activities like road shows, IT clubs, for example. You have a lot of these kind of things in the States, even in some parts of Europe. Regarding the college and the universities, we should definitely prioritize diverse leadership. And most important, to have a respectful environment in universities and promote mentorship, sponsorship, networking. And regarding the companies, as I said before, I hope to provide, for example, in Ireland, they provide a lot of summer internships to young girls to learn different possibilities in the STEM fields. So I think this kind of initiatives, it will help a lot to the young girls to see STEM courses interesting.
As you said, and you gave many messages on this, I would say there's not one message for them to say, as it's really a complex topic when talking about young generations in the STEM. And I say it because it goes way back from around the age of four and cultural upbringing. But what we can do is to continue to encourage and emphasize such thoughts in the girls' minds growing up, even in school, when teachers see it and professors at university, encourage them. And if they need additional courses or they find such fields interesting, provide them with those additional tools, encourage them more. Girls shouldn't be limited by traditional gender stereotypes, or, you know, they should be encouraged by what captures their attention, their passion. And I think the most important role, and I go back to what I said before, is your child has is the parent. So if you are excited about a subject, your kids will be too. And I know with my kid, who is almost 4 years old, when I show about math, I get excited. And I see that he gets excited because he feels it from me. So I think it's important that even parents instill that confidence in children by praising that process and not just the outcome for them. And I remember when I used to get excited about such things, I would get compliments and praising from my parents. And honestly, that made me go even more into the field. When I see that they're happy and they see that I'm doing well in it, it makes you do more on this. And I think for girls, one of the greatest happiness and success will come from pursuing their instincts. And I truly believe in it because I follow that as well. Besides all the knowledge, I follow that instinct, the passion, the interest, and to encourage them to explore what they show excitement about. Even if they stumble and struggle along the way, just help them, encourage them. For parents, for teachers, for professors, I tell for everybody this.
Definitely.
If you could, what message would you give to yourself when you started your studies that you would also give to a young woman today who might not have considered cybersecurity as a career?
If it was me, I will tell, explore all the opportunities that is presented to you. As Yelena said before, talk to your teacher. See if they are promoting any special programs in the school, for example, or even out of the school that promotes, or that you'll have some kind of interest on the STEM field. I will say, start slow. Explore the different parts of the cybersecurity field. Try just to see how you feel. And if there's something that maybe interests you to follow, try to look for role models. And as I said before, find a mentor. I'm being extremely lucky to have mentors, both male and female, who provide me a lot of guidance and answer a lot of questions. And they always try to point me the right direction. And as Yelena said, no matter what is your path, learn, because knowledge is power. Don't let yourself be intimidated by knowledge, because it's a great thing. So you can do whatever you want. So that will be the advice I will say to myself if I was younger.
I so agree with you on this. And honestly, I truly believe that each one of us is a masterpiece in our own unique ways. And we are capable of such unlimited potential if you give us these opportunities. And I think, as Virginia said, look for the managers. I was blessed with great managers and colleagues and mentors that shaped me, and they brought me into the right direction. So I'm glad you asked this question. What would we give to someone or us at an earlier stage? And I think when you're at work and you're just starting off in this career, don't be shy to ask for mentors. Even if there's no mentoring program within the company, I remember we didn't have it, but I asked. I went up to the seniors and I asked, and I went up actually once to the CEO of the company. And quite frankly, he actually mentored me. I think they like to see the initiative in young people. And so don't be shy. If they say no, what's the worst thing that can happen? They said no. You ask again, don't lose hope also in that. And also just to encourage women even more so, I believe that we are honestly gifted with the natural ability to plan, prepare, deliver in the times of crisis, intrinsically or when significant events occur. So if you give us the opportunities, I think cybersecurity is a great, great, due to this, a great profession for women. So believe in it. Look for the help, as Virginia said as well, mentoring, courses, read about it. There's unlimited potential in this field, and it's not a black box, and it's not just programming and sitting in front of a computer all day. It's such a transversal job. I'm definitely glad I chose this field.
Well, that's a lovely sentiment of what's possible with just a bit of encouragement. Thank you. Is there anything else either of you would like to say before we conclude?
I think we already said a lot. Just want to say that like any other career, cybersecurity requires passion and determination. That's why I encourage all the women to think about what that excites them professionally in cybersecurity and step out of the comfort zone. I did that myself. The possibilities, as Yelena said, are endless. And that's why mentoring plays an important role in professional development. I have to say that even if mentoring should be gender neutral, I know some women seek out a female mentor. I think they are looking a little bit of a gender empathy, and the lack of females in this industry limits a little bit this opportunity. So I hope this kind of podcast helps to give some guidance, especially to the new generation.
I completely agree with you, Virginia. That was beautiful.
Oh, and, thank you.
Yes. But I truly, because I believe in the next generations to come, both females and males. I mean, here we are supporting females definitely on this, and I really hope they go into this field, but also males, because we need more people in this field. We have a huge lack of people in the field. And I truly believe in their diversity, the newly acquired skills that, you know, when we finish, we didn't have those skills that now are advancing, and we need to learn them now. And I think they learn them much easier because it's a different time, and they will have also better capacities, abilities, and competencies. And again, I cannot stress enough that education is the key. It gives you the confidence. And with this, I think if you believe in yourselves, and the key word here is education, and you will, the sky is the limit. So good luck to all of them. And I truly encourage people to consider going into this field and see the possibilities that we have on a daily basis and we deal with on a daily basis. It's not a black box.
What an inspiring podcast. Thank you so much, Virginia De Cunha and Yelena Zelenovic.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you for the opportunity. It's been a pleasure too.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope it has enlightened you on the importance of gender diversity and equality in cybersecurity. This episode of XLM&Co was brought to you by cybersecurity consulting and technology integration company, Exilium Services.